When something happens to a peach on the tree and it stops growing and the skin begins to wrinkle and the peach begins to dehydrate, pretty soon you say the peach is what?
Dried up, I guess. I don't
know. Any other term to refer to that?
Shriveled.
Yeah, shriveled would be better.
What would you normally say?
I expect shriveled or dried up. Dried up, I suppose, would be the more common term. But it does swivel.
What would you call well, this covering on your bed? Not the plastic, but the one beneath it.
The counterpane, is that what you want?
Is that
That's
what,
the old term.
What would you use now, normally?
Well, a bedspread.
Uh-huh.
Spread.
And one of those heavy covers for your bed that's has patterns stitched in it?
Quilt.
And one like that that's not stitched, but tacked?
Comfort.
Uh-huh. How about a real heavy one? Any special term for that?
No. That makes me...
Comfort? Uh-huh. Have you ever heard the term sugan?
No.
What would you call bedding spread out on the floor?
Pallet. Depends on what kind it is. There's several. Baptist pallet for one.
What's a Baptist pallet?
Did you know that?
No.
Well, that's where there's a great crowd and the men and the boys sleep on one side and the girls on the other and some older person sleeps in between. That was a common expression in the old days to make a Baptist pallet. Just come on over, we can make a Baptist pallet for you.
We've got a lot of floor, huh?
Floor and spread out a quilt. There wasn't much room, you know. It wasn't a division of rooms. It was just the one place and one floor, but they had plenty of room to spread out a lot of pallet. And make a Baptist pallet, we take care of you. And boy, many a time they had to do things like that. Yeah, yeah.
People didn't think much of it.
You go miles and miles.
A crowd full of people, a big group of people.
Do something and come up a rainstorm or a blizzard and they couldn't get home. And they may stay with you 2 or 3 days and they were thankful to have a Baptist pallet before they got through. I thought maybe that is what you were wanting. Mm-hmm. Explain. I never heard it called a Methodist pallet.
How would you describe the country around here?
Well, it's a plains country. There are no trees and it's pretty level and,
mm-hmm.
and flat.
How about down toward the southwest?
Well, that begins to be broken and mountainous.
Mm-hmm.
Hilly. It isn't mountains, really.
Mm-hmm. Any special words for high flat land?
Plateau.
Is that a common term, or is that a...
Yes, I guess it is. I don't know of anything that they if they even had a term for it in the olden days.
How about flat, grassy country?
Well, it's pasture land usually is what they speak of it as.
A place where you raise hay?
Yeah, hay meadows.
And how about low ground in a river valley?
Well, that's river bottom. And I don't know why they got the bottom in it, because it isn't. But at one time, it has been a river bottom, I think, and the river moves. Now you can see up here on the Canadian River where it has moved. At one time, it came right around those hills there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you come up from the river,
mm-hmm.
before you get into Minco, if you've ever come down that
way. Wait a minute. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
See, it's it's 35, 40 feet
uh-huh.
high banks there. And the water at one time has come against that and all of that.